The Russians and the Americans will get to debate face-to-face in the Security Council as a resolution to control and possibly destroy Syrian chemical weapons under international supervision makes its way back to the Security Council table. With us is former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nancy Soderbergh. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you very much.
A couple of things. First, tell us a little bit about how this process is going to take place as they look at a different kind of resolution now that this chemical weapons international supervision issue is on the table. And any insights as to how Russia might vote based on that op-ed in the New York Times?
Well, it's going to be a very messy process. Having sat around that table up at the UN, there's going to be arguing about commas and quotes and where the dots and the I's are dotted and crossed. It's not a clear process at all. I think what's likely to emerge is a resolution authorizing the UN to go and inspect the chemical weapons of the Assad regime, and not much more. There's broad disagreement on the use of force, and when the permanent five members of the Security Council are divided, the UN is hamstrung. Similarly, in our U.S. Congress, I think they've hit the pause button on this issue. The football right now is focused on the chemical weapons debate, and I think what will happen is Assad will actually let the inspectors in. Whether he's going to be serious about that or not very much remains to be seen. But the big elephant in the room is not the chemical weapons. It's the ongoing civil war. This is a regime that's killed over 100,000 people without chemical weapons and hell-bent on doing it again. I think what the world is hoping is that the diplomacy over the chemical weapons will then lead to a diplomacy over a ceasefire and an ultimate resolution. There's no military solution here. The rebels aren't going to overthrow the government. The government's not going to crush the rebels. You've got proxy wars going on with Iran and Russia supporting the government, us and the Saudis supporting the opposition. And it's going to just go on until you can get a diplomatic solution. And that's the major issue. And I would not look to the UN to solve that.
So what is current U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power to do? She's made a very impassioned humanitarian case that there should be punishment for essentially a war crime by the Syrian regime on chemical weapons. Does she have to soften her rhetoric and get into a much more nuanced, languaged resolution that pretty much just says, let's keep taking a look at this?
Well, I think she needs to do both. She's a passionate advocate for humanitarian intervention, has been for decades, and is an extraordinary voice for that. And I think she's been an important voice within the administration for tough action. I think you have to remember, we would not be having the discussion about Syria handing over its chemical weapons had Obama not put the use of force on the table. And it's going to be a very delicate balance between the use of force and diplomacy. The two have to be married to end the civil war there. And I think we're beginning to see that process. You're not going to have anything clean. It's going to change. The Russians glamming on to Secretary Kerry's offhand remark, all of a sudden making the possibility of diplomacy real, is a positive step. It's the first positive thing the Russians have done in this conflict, and hopefully we can build on that. I'm not optimistic that the Syrians are going to genuinely hand over their weapons. You know, Ronald Reagan's trust but verify. In this case, you don't trust and you verify. This is a regime that a week ago said it didn't have chemical weapons, hadn't used them, lying blatantly, so nobody trusts them. So whether the Russians can actually deliver them is going to be the big test on the chemical weapons front. Whether Russia will be a constructive player in actually trying to bring an end to this civil war is going to be the bigger question going forward, and no one knows the answer to that yet.
We're talking with the former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nancy Soderbergh. Now, you know, accuse me of being a Mr. Positive Spinmeister here, but what you've just said might be an argument for some momentum going forward. Yes, a week ago they said they didn't have any chemical weapons. Now they say they do. A week ago the Russians weren't even lifting a finger to do anything constructive here. Now there does appear to be a framework for some sort of U.S.-American partnership on something. That's got to be a first step diplomatically towards perhaps a wider treatment of the war itself.
Well, that's the big question. And having been through the wars on Kosovo and Bosnia and Haiti, when you're trying to negotiate an end to the war and you get a small diplomatic step forward, diplomats often mistake that for a momentum that's going to end the war. And it ends up not being that. You end up having to bring the use of force back into that regime, and that's into that equation. And that's what we don't know yet. Everyone is hoping that this diplomatic opening on the chemical weapons will then lead to a diplomatic opening to solve the war. There's no indication that that's the case so far. And that's the international community, the president, secretary of state, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and the Europeans are going to have to continue to push that forward. My guess is we will have to bring force again to the table before this war is over. And the marriage of force and diplomacy has been key for the last 20 years in ending wars and conflicts. So whether this threat of the use of force by President Obama is sufficient to drive an end to the war is the key challenge ahead.
So then,
chemical weapons is the current focus, but we must not lose sight of the broader civil war that's going on here. And how do we end that?
So you would rhetorically look for in this resolution some clause which suggests, and if none of the above takes place, then we're back to talking about force.
And you're not going to get that out of this Security Council with the Russians on there. I think you might get that out of the U.S. Congress, that if this fails, you will have a much broader support in the American people and in the Congress for a limited strike to degrade the capacity of this regime to do it. But there is no appetite for getting involved directly in overthrowing this regime. And I think if you get the chemical weapons done, and the Syrians actually do hand that over, that's a good thing. But it doesn't solve the underlying conflict. The Syrian government is still attacking its people. So there's two routes here. One is that the Syrian government agrees to negotiate an end to this conflict with strong Russian support for that, or it spirals into a prolonged civil war where another 100,000 people die. We will try and build up the opposition. The government of Russia and Iran will continue to try and build up the government, and neither side is going to win, and the people will suffer. And that's we're in that fork in the road right now. Which one will take is very much an open question.
Nancy Soderberg, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.